Back overseas, and another sex scandal is engulfing another big name in Hollywood. Kevin Spacey has apologised for making sexual advances on a 14-year-old boy in the 1980s. His accuser is another stage and screen star, actor Anthony Rapp from the new Star Trek series. The incident happened when Rapp was a teen and Kevin Spacey was in his mid-20s. Mr. Spacey has made a statement of apology that has itself incited some strong reaction. And this morning, Netflix has announced that the next season of Kevin Spacey's six-season-long project of House of Cards will be his last. Peter Lloyd reports.
It's now apparent that clues pointing to big names and sex scandals in Hollywood have been there in plain sight all along, just buried in the jokes. Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane says this crack at the 2013 Oscars nominations was a way for him to stand up to the predatory Harvey Weinstein.
Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
And MacFarlane appears to have hinted at the allegations of underage sexual misconduct against Kevin Spacey in a Family Guy episode from more than 10 years ago.
Help! I've escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement! Help me!
On Star Trek Discovery, Anthony Rapp plays the series' first openly gay Trek character.
What we do in our show is we hold the banner for diversity by just being ourselves.
The story he told BuzzFeed of being pushed onto a bed by Kevin Spacey and having to dodge his sexual advances happened back in 1986 when Rapp was just 14. On Twitter, Rapp says he spoke out to shine a light and make a difference. In a statement also on Twitter, Kevin Spacey says he doesn't remember what he calls the encounter. And while he apologises, Spacey says his actions would be due only to inappropriate drunken behaviour. He goes on to confirm that he is gay, a conflation that's caused a secondary scandal. Melbourne lecturer and philosophy academic Joshua Badge from Deakin University has been taking aim at Spacey on both counts.
There's a dangerous conflation of predatory behaviour with homosexuality here. The community at large has had to cope with various anti-gay myths for an incredibly long time. So the idea that gays are pedophiles or that gays recruit children are very popular anti-gay myths. Queer people are understandably outraged that Spacey is essentially willing to drag the community through the mud. And
could it not be argued, though, that since Rapp's allegation, he really has been outed by circumstance? Wasn't he simply confirming finally the truth as presented to him by Rapp?
I think I'd start by rejecting the idea that Spacey was outed. I think that there's some question as to whether confirmation about Spacey's orientation was necessary, given that it was considered by many people in the industry and probably more broadly to be more or less an open secret.
Is believability the big problem here for Kevin Spacey in that he suggests in his statement that he can't remember sexually harassing a 14-year-old boy, but he can remember being drunk at the time?
Firstly, I don't think that it's really an apology. Apologising implies some kind of recognition that we have done wrong. But of course, Spacey claims not to remember. We can't apologise for what we didn't do. Claiming not to remember certainly seems to give him plausible deniability. Spacey doesn't quite exactly admit to being drunk. He very carefully says, but if I did do it, then it would have been drunken behaviour. I think that many people read as an attempt to reinforce his claim that he doesn't remember, but it also serves to downplay his autonomy in this hypothetical scenario. So the idea here is that he wouldn't have been entirely in control, and hence he wouldn't be entirely culpable for his actions.
With two Oscars, Kevin Spacey is one of the biggest names in show business.
The American people don't know what's best for them.
He's not just the star, but executive producer of House of Cards. Netflix says it's deeply troubled by the allegations, but production of this sixth and final season will continue. It seems the decision to cancel the show was made some time ago. As for Kevin Spacey, today he's not at work as previously scheduled, and the career dominoes are starting to fall. He's lost his program, and plans to honour him at next month's TV Emmy Awards have just been abandoned.
Peter Lloyd reporting.